News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, we made it to Friday. Great news. Another hot one. Not so good news. Dr. Bill has more on that coming up in just a second. 78 now at our studios. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions and light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort downtown through the George Wallace to the Bankhead Tunnels. No problems through Mobile. Accident-free conditions continue from Tillman's Corner and Theodore and northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. No delays. The South Alabama Jaguars will host Memphis Tigers tomorrow at 2:30 at Land People Stadium. You can still get your tickets online at usajaguars.com. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Glad to have you along on this Friday. On the way, we check in with Dr. Bill. More on another tropical system tracking darn close to where Dorian did. That could affect our weather by the weekend. We'll get details coming up with Doc in just about 20 minutes. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Two Alabama teenagers arrested in a homicide case in Florida. 17-year-old Kyle Crow was charged with murder, and 15-year-old Tristan Mixon was charged with being an accessory to murder and the death of 18-year-old Larry Hill III. He was a Panama City Beach resident. Both teens are from Dothan. Now, the Panama City Beach Police Department arrested the teenagers and one of their mothers, Karen Crow. She's 49 years old. She's the mother of Kyle. She was arrested and charged by the Dothan Police Department for trying to hinder this investigation. The homicide happened at a Wendy's on Thomas Drive in Panama City Beach on Monday night. Panama City Beach PD investigators, they went to Dothan to interview the two teen suspects. And after those interviews, both teens were arrested and charged with the murder of Hill. Crow and Mixon have been detained by the Dothan Police Department, and they will be held here in Alabama until they're extradited back to Bay County, Florida. A University of South Alabama student allegedly caught on camera committing a crime makes him the second USA student arrested this week on a charge of making a terroristic threat. 21-year-old Jack Christensen was arrested by campus police on Tuesday. Christensen's a Birmingham native. He graduated from Oak Mountain High School in 2016. USA confirms that the incident was brought to their attention to the USAPD by a university employee. Now, details of the nature of the threat, though, have not yet been released. Earlier this week, you may recall USA student Jaleel Hughes, a 21-year-old. He was also arrested and charged with the same crime, but the university confirms the two incidents are not related. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you love the outdoors along the Great Gulf Coast, then don't miss the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Come out for hunting, fishing, and outdoor products and services, guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of the Cowboy Way, Alabama. Hey, bring the kiddos for a meet and greet and photo ops. Learn how to call turkeys or how to shoot like a pro with the pros during campfire chats. On the fishing side, saltwater, freshwater, rivers, lakes, you name it, during Dockside Reports, experienced captains and tournament winners will teach you the tricks of the trade. Bass, red snapper, offshore fishing, all a breeze after these captains fill you in on how to reel them in. Good old family fun and entertainment at the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the Grounds in Mobile. Weekend pass tickets are just $10 and children under 12 are free. To purchase tickets, find schedule lineups and more, go to gchuntfishexpo.com. That's gchuntfishexpo.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The trial for a man charged in a murder dating back 39 years will start on April 13th. On Thursday, Alvin Allen pleaded not guilty to killing 19-year-old Sandra Williams in 1980. She was raped and stabbed to death. Allen remains out of jail on bond, but a judge ordered him to be placed on electronic monitoring. He's only allowed to be at home and his three rental properties and church. The Mobile Police Department says it's struggling to keep quality officers on the force. The department says it's completely exhausted its most recent list of 200 applicants. Only 32 of those met the department's requirements. So far this year, 47 officers have left the department and only 32 new ones were hired. In Okaloosa County, a second arrest has been made following a drive-by shooting near a child's birthday party. Trevone Fitzgerald was arrested for accessory to attempted murder. Deputies say he was driving a car on Miller Street when his passenger, Stephen Cordova, started shooting. One of the bullets hit a 36-year-old man in the leg. Cordova was arrested September 6. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote no on the property tax increase in Fairhope and Spanish Fort on September 17th. Last week, I attended forums, and at both meetings, I argued that raising property taxes now is the wrong approach because math and reading proficiency scores for high schools in both districts are very low by any standard. Go to our website and see what Fairhope scores were in 2015 based on a study that was done then. The fact of the matter is that low proficiency scores are a countywide problem and need a countywide solution. CSC solution, repurpose money already in the budget to improve math and reading proficiency countywide. The money is there, use it better. We just had the gas tax forced on us. Property taxes are rising in Baldwin County. Montgomery is punishing us for daring to say no to their toll on the new bridge. When does it stop? Make a stop this Tuesday. Vote no on raising property taxes.
Paid for by the Common Sense Campaign. P.O. Box 7646, Spanish Fort, Alabama.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
FM Talk 1065 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers hold off the Carolina Panthers. Ronald Acuna Jr. breaks a major league record, and I've got your full schedule for this weekend in the SEC. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It's a Thursday night high school football. UMS Wright scored two first-half touchdowns and beat the Williamson Tigers 14-0 at Williamson Lions, 14-0 at Ladd Peoples Stadium. Bulldogs are now 3-0 this season and have won 22 games in a row. UMS senior running back Simon Smith led the team with 113 yards rushing in the win. In the NFL last night, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Carolina Panthers 20-14. The Bucs stuffed Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey on fourth down and a half yard from the Tampa Bay 2-yard line to seal the win.
Direct snap. They fake the toss. McCaffrey, depends where they put it. What a play by Hargraves out on the edge, and he did not get it. Tampa Bay is going to win this game with that defensive stop.
Cam Newton had a rough night. He did pass for 324 yards, but only hit on 24 of his 50 passes and failed to get the Panthers into the end zone even once.
I have to be better. No matter what cool condition I'm in, no matter what, foot, shoulder, I ain't get the job done tonight, man. And it's frustrating. I wish I could say something other than that, but, you know, that's the facts.
Tampa Bay was led by Chris Godwin with 121 yards receiving and a score, and former Auburn running back Peyton Barber, who ran for 82 yards and a touchdown. A couple rookies with Tampa Bay were injured and did not return to the game. Former LSU linebacker Devin White left the game in the first quarter with a knee injury, and former Auburn cornerback Jamel Dean suffered a lower leg injury in the third quarter. In the major leagues last night, the Philadelphia Phillies hit four home runs and defeated the Atlanta Braves 9-5. Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. hit one homer and stole two bases to become the youngest player in Major League history to join the 35-35 club. Acuna's home run was his 39th of the year, and he now has 36 stolen bases. He has 14 games remaining this season to become the fifth player in league history to join the exclusive 40-40 club. Washington doubled up Minnesota 12-6 last night. The St. Louis Cardinals hit five home runs and beat Colorado 10-3. Yu Darvish struck out 14, and the Chicago Cubs beat San Diego 4-1. The L.A. Dodgers beat Baltimore 4-2, and Milwaukee finished a four-game sweep over Miami with a 3-2 win. In the American League, the New York Yankees won both games of a doubleheader over the Detroit Tigers 10-4 and 6-4. Oakland took over the top wildcard spot in the American League by beating Houston 3-2. And Tampa Bay still holds the second wild card after losing to Texas last night 6-4. Week 3 of the college football season begins tomorrow. South Alabama's got a huge game at home at Ladd Peebles Stadium when they welcome the Memphis Tigers into town. Kickoff for that game is at 2:30. Right now, Memphis favored by 19 points. In the SEC tomorrow, it gets started at 11 a.m. with the number 3-ranked Georgia Bulldogs hosting Arkansas State. Georgia favored by 32.5 points. Also at 11 o'clock, Mississippi State welcomes Kansas State to town. Mississippi State's favored by 7.5, and Tennessee hosts Chattanooga as the Vols look for their first win of the season. At 2:30, number 2-ranked Alabama plays at South Carolina. Crimson Tide favored by 25.5 points. At 3 o'clock, Ole Miss hosts Southeastern Louisiana. Arkansas hosts Colorado State. And then at 6 o'clock, number 8-ranked Auburn hosts the Kent State Golden Flashes. Auburn favored by 35.5 points. Of course, you can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. Pregame starts at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Also at 6 o'clock, number 9-ranked Florida plays at Kentucky. Gators are favored by 8.5 points. And number 16, Texas A&M hosts Lamar. At 6:30, number 4, LSU hosts Northwestern State. And Missouri hosts Southeast Missouri State. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more. Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar. The partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue. It's been a good ride now from Airport, Dolphin, to Moffitt and 65. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. And again, from Tillman's Corner, Theodore Dawes Road to Highway 90, you've got a little bit of radar, but nothing out of the ordinary so far. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5. It's about a little over 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and a weather discussion of our weekend weather and what's going on in the tropics. Can you believe that this tropical system right now is tracking almost right where Dorian did? Those poor people that are left in the Bahamas that have not evacuated elsewhere are dealing with more tropical weather details coming up. And right now, 78 at our studios. Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We have new information this morning and the death of a Nevada man in Gulf Shores. A preliminary autopsy confirms that 38-year-old Russell Millette, he was the man who was shot twice by police, that he in fact died from jumping off a condominium tower and not from gunshot wounds. Authorities say Gulf Shores police stopped Millette on Monday early in the morning after he tried to grab an officer's gun, and that's when he was shot twice. Authorities say Millette then ran to a condominium and jumped from the eighth floor despite his injuries. A preliminary autopsy lists injuries from that fall as a cause of his death. Right now, three Gulf Shores police officers are on leave as the investigation continues at this hour. Publix is the latest store to ask their customers to not openly carry a weapon inside their store, saying, quote, Publix respectfully requests that only law enforcement officials openly carry firearms in our stores. Publix now joins a growing list, which includes Walmart and Walgreens and Kroger, some big-name stores who are asking their customers to no longer openly carry firearms. This after the deadly August mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart, which killed 22 people. Publix is based in Florida. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. 624 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yes, side note here, tomorrow morning on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, one of our three guests. We've got Scott Bannon, Director of Alabama Marine Resources, to talk about the 3 days we're getting in October to snapper fish. He'll join us tomorrow, probably third segment. It's 7:30. I don't have a plan. It's a day away. But sometime between 7 and 8.
Well, with all you outdoor guys, I mean, you never know when they're going
to
show up.
That's right. So we pry them away from the woods and the water just to talk to us. All right. Last night, yes, it was Democrat debate time in Texas, and there's a lot to talk about in this. We'll get into the nitty-gritty here of all the different things, but I guess the one that's getting headlines this morning during that third Democratic presidential debate, they were asked to address gun laws in the United States following the two mass shootings in Texas last month. Beto O'Rourke,
says, yeah, we're coming for your guns.
If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high impact, high velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children.
You know, okay, side note, just sidebar. We could disagree on Second Amendment issues, but we can't disagree on facts. So the high velocity, high impact round, most modern sporting rifles, although they shoot a variety of platforms, you're probably talking about 223 in an AR-15 and other similar platforms, it's a 55 grain bullet. The average bullet that we're shooting for like a hunting round is going to be from 120 to 180 grains. Okay, so that's first thing. Second of all, majority of the rounds bought for that, even though you can buy others, are going to be full metal jacket. That was what was designed for warfare. FMJs, as per the Geneva Convention, are designed not to rip and shred. What they are is designed to wound somebody, so you don't just take one person off the battlefield, you take three. Because if you kill them, then the others keep fighting.
Right.
If you wound them, then it takes two men to carry one back to the front. You've now reduced the fighting force by three. That's just factual. Now, we don't want to be shot with any of them. Don't be shot with a high-powered pellet gun, okay? Now, that's factual. You don't be shot with any of them. But the fact that it has to be inflammatory and non-factual, instead of just saying he disagrees with people's rights as Americans to have guns that shoot once after another, you know, which is semi-auto, each depression of the trigger, firing another round, he had to take it there, which is just not factual.
Well, help me out with something, Sean. I like you say, I may or may not own a few weapons, probably. But I do not know a ton about weapons. I don't study them the way that you and some people I know do.
I've just seen some books, man.
But what aren't all bullets that are fired from weapons high velocity?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Now, some are higher velocities than others, depending on the weight of the bullet. I mean, we have a bunch of people that you look at the diagrams they use, they don't even understand how it works.
Right.
Because the bullet is only part of the cartridge. The bullet is what's in the end. The cartridge or the brass there holds the powder that is fired by a primer that shoots the bullet out. This is easy to kind of picture. The weight of the bullet that comes out versus the amount of powder that's in that cartridge is relative to the velocity of that cartridge. But don't let that get in the way of a Democrat debate. 628 FM Talk 106.5. We'll talk more about that coming up, and Dr. Bill joins us next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A second South Alabama student arrested this week for making a terrorist threat. Campus police arrested 21-year-old Jack Christensen Wednesday. They didn't give details on the threat. University administrators tell us it was captured on security camera. They say this case has no connection to another student, Jaleel Hughes, who was also arrested this week for making terrorist threats. A man in Northwest Florida learns the hard way about lying to law enforcement. Okaloosa County deputies were checking on a man who was passed out near a bank in Destin. That man gave a false name, Patrick Pearson. He even had an ID and Social Security card, but it turns out Pearson was a wanted fugitive, so deputies arrested the man. The man's real name was Joshua Turner. Now he's facing a charge of using a false name and identification. Police in Escambia County, Florida arrested Jim Beam Collins for indecent exposure. He was also arrested with the same charge in 2010, 2012, 2016, and 2018, and this week. A woman says the 43-year-old lured her to a car where he was fondling himself. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hardworking folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, September 29th, including daily point earnings, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
The biggest threat to law enforcement, it's not criminals. It's drivers. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by ALDOT, ALEA, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, in this station.
West soybeans and pork ahead of trade negotiations, but did not specify when China will allow sales of U.S. soybeans there. A new storm has brought rain and wind to the hurricane-ravaged Bahamas this morning and will head to the Florida coast. Meteorologist Chad Myers is tracking the storm.
Sunday, 2 a.m., 50 miles per hour near Jacksonville by Sunday night, Monday morning, somewhere around 60 miles per hour. So not a hurricane, but still too close, and the models are still very young at this. This is not even a developing storm with a big center yet.
President Trump telling Republicans gathered in Baltimore last night that he's planning a new middle-class tax package for sometime next year. Firefighters in Rio de Janeiro say the death toll in a hospital fire that forced patient evacuations has risen to at least 10. U.S. stock futures are gaining additional ground this hour, the NASDAQ leading gains up 34 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal says Juul Labs is debating internally whether to embrace or push back on part of the Trump administration's plan to pull most e-cigarettes from the market. The policy affecting sweet and fruity vaping products, along with mint and menthol, would be a crippling hit to the startup, which generates more than 80% of its sales from flavors that would be banned. But Juul insiders agree the move could help curb underage vaping and avert an even bigger threat to the market-leading e-cigarette maker. The possibility the FDA could take Juul off the market completely. Federal safety regulators are taking a closer look at the automatic emergency braking system on more than a half million Nissan Rogue SUVs, which owners complain can cause their vehicles to slam on the brakes for no reason. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration cited 843 individual complaints about the feature on model year 2017 and 2018 Rogues. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise.
If you've been waiting to build, the time is now.
Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, this is enough. Enough with the hot stuff. Enough. We had a kids' soccer game after school yesterday. That was ridiculous. I mean, I've grown up here, but maybe I'm just getting older or something. It's wearing me out.
97 yesterday, and that was a record. Broke the old record of 95 degrees. And so we've had several records so far that established here in September. And we're going to be up there again today. Good chance that we will be in the mid, perhaps even into the upper 90s this afternoon. But we should have sunny skies, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm developing this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. I expect a low of about 72. And then for the weekend, well, it's looking a lot better now. That's because the tropical disturbance that's still over the Bahamas. Looking at the track now, pushing it to the east, very much like what happened with Dorian. We're moving it to the east, and that's going to keep us on the dry side and over the weekend. So for Saturday, mostly sunny, about 92 degrees. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy. A few afternoon thunderstorms are possible. A high will be in the lower 90s. And then next week, we just continue with temperatures in the 90s. Monday and Tuesday, low 90s, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm. And all the way through the week, pretty much low 90s, perhaps getting into the mid-90s at times. So the hot weather will continue, but we're not going to have, as it appears now, those showers and thunderstorms, since the tropical system is going to stay well to the east of us.
Okay. Watching the some of the spaghetti models, some of the predicted tracks, I mean, this doesn't mean what's going to happen, but it showed a very Dorian-like path for this tropical system.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like right now that it will touch the eastern, east-central portion of the Florida Peninsula, which is what many of the models suggested for Dorian, and then it will move up the coast, perhaps going inland a little bit, and then reaching Jacksonville late in the weekend, and then turning to the northeast off the Georgia coast and the South Carolina coast. So very similar type of track, but fortunately it appears that this storm will become a tropical storm, but a minimal one at that, and will be mainly a rain producer over Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
All right, so it here we are very darn close to the peak of hurricane season. What else are you watching out there?
We still have some tropical waves now over the Atlantic. One of those that is well out halfway between Africa and the Caribbean has the potential of growing here in the next few days. It's headed in a westerly direction, which could bring it into the Caribbean. And but that wouldn't be till next week, so we'll continue to watch that one.
All right. So if we were expecting a little cool off from clouds and rain this weekend, don't. I mean, it's just going to continue hot.
Yeah, it's going to continue hot, and it looks like we'll have quite a bit of sunshine, especially for Saturday, and then it'll be partly cloudy on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back next hour for the weekend weather scale.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your update. And, of course, his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 638, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center for now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. It's been a good start so far coming in from the Eastern Shore across the Bayway. Once again, Airport, Dolphins, Spring Hill at 65. Already starting to see traffic build, but nothing out of the ordinary so far on the way in. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar at the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy regional brews and music from Alabama's own John David Anthony, co-founder of Wet Willie. It starts all tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. We are part of the Stop the Toll movement, and now we have a question. Why is Mobile's political leadership not joining us in our fight against the tolls? After the Eastern Shore MPO voted to kill the toll plan, Mobile's Mayor Sandy Simpson said,
Governor Ivey asked for more time to find alternatives. Given time, she would have been successful.
So, Mobile's leadership believes that Governor Ivey just needed more time, and why has the city council been AWOL on this issue? This is unacceptable. We all know that Montgomery never wavered from a no-toll, no-bridge approach, even though State Senator Greg Alberton found alternative funds for a scale-back project. Mobile has to step up and oppose ALDOT's tolling plans at the next City Council meeting and similarly at the next Mobile MPO meeting in October. Call Mayor Stimson at 251-208-7012 and the City Council at 251-208-7334 and demand that they say no to ALDOT's plans to use tolls in Alabama.
It's an evening of fine live music, and it's free. The Mobile Pops Band is coming to Sims for an evening concert Monday, September 23rd, 7 p.m. in the Mary G. Montgomery High School Auditorium. MGM High School is at 4279 Snow Road North at Highway 98. A nice reception with hors d'oeuvres follows the concert. So make plans now and bring the kids for an evening with the Mobile Pops Band, September 23rd at 7. Learn more at MobilePopsBand.com and on Facebook.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. We're, of course, online at FMTalk1065.com. Get on over there. Check out the weekend schedule of events, different shows. I mean, doing the 45 hours of live radio we do each week, a lot of that also happens on the weekend where we have live radio on Saturdays. We have live radio on Sundays. I know that's unheard of in today's world, but we do it 7 days a week around here. So check out that schedule. And if you miss one of those great shows on the weekend, you can always go back and check it out in podcast form, which is available at iTunes or Stitcher for Android users like me. You can also just go to FMTalk1065.com and get it a la carte. Find the show you want. Find the hour of the show you want. Check it out there. And also Spotify or TuneIn Radio. Podcast available right there. They're waiting on you right now. Go say hi. 641 headlines now with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We have an update on the man who drank a beer inside of a University of Alabama classroom, which then led to the professor being suspended. According to the Associated Press, the beer-drinking man has been identified as Trevor Napier, and he has apologized. Alabama officials say that Thursday they received an email from him taking blame for what happened and asking the school to reconsider its suspension of marketing instructor Joel Strayer. Earlier this week, we told you that the university suspended Strayer after a video of the incident was shared on social media. Napier's message said that the stunt was his attempt to boost a career-producing viral video. Napier does not attend the university, but he does call Strayer, quote, a great teacher. Strayer, at this hour, has not commented publicly on his suspension. Closer to home, Mobile police right now investigating a robbery at the Budget Inn on the West I-65 service road Wednesday early around 3:33 a.m. Police were responding to the Budget Inn on a separate call when they learned of the robbery. The victim says that they were walking outside when they passed a male subject who was standing there, and the man then hit the victim in the face with a closed fist and knocked him into a room. The victim then says the subject robbed him and took off on foot. The victim was able to run to the front desk for help as officers were already on scene. Officers searched the area and within minutes made an arrest. They arrested 33-year-old Jared Williams. A motive for what happened has not been released by Mobile police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
farm market.
This information update brought to you by the Craig Smith Agency. Time to review your auto and homeowners coverage and find out what the Craig Smith Agency can offer. With some of the most competitive rates and best discounts offered in the market today, call 626-2500 or at their new location, North Main Street in Daphne.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The trial for a man charged in a murder dating back 39 years will start on April 13th. On Thursday, Alvin Allen pleaded not guilty to killing 19-year-old Sandra Williams in 1980. She was raped and stabbed to death. Allen remains out of jail on bond, but a judge ordered him to be placed on electronic monitoring. He's only allowed to be at home and his three rental properties and church. The Mobile Police Department says it's struggling to keep quality officers on the force. The department says it's completely exhausted its most recent list of 200 applicants. Only 32 of those met the department's requirements. So far this year, 47 officers have left the department and only 32 new ones were hired. In Okaloosa County, a second arrest has been made following a drive-by shooting near a child's birthday party. Trevon Fitzgerald was arrested for accessory to attempted murder. Deputies say he was driving a car on Miller Street when his passenger, Stephen Cordova, started shooting. One of the bullets hit a 36-year-old man in the leg. Cordova was arrested September 6. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Ever wonder why your tires have grooves and my racing tires don't? This is Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Good tire tread helps keep traction on the road in everyday driving, and those grooves are designed for safe handling in wet conditions. To check the safety of your tire tread, grab a penny and insert the coin into your tire's grooves with Lincoln's head facing down. If all of Honest Abe's head shows above the tread, it's time to replace your tires.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers hold off the Carolina Panthers. Ronald Acuña Jr. breaks a major league record. And I got your full schedule for this weekend in the SEC. It's 6:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It's a Thursday night high school football. UMS Wright scored 2 first-half touchdowns and beat Williamson 14-0 at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Bulldogs are now 3-0 this season. They've won 22 games in a row. That's the longest streak in the state. UMS senior running back Simon Smith led the team with 113 yards rushing in the win. In the NFL last night, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Carolina Panthers 20-14. The Bucs stuffed Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey on 4th down and a half yard from the Tampa Bay 2-yard line to seal the win.
Direct snap. They fake the toss. McCaffrey, depends where they put it. What a play by Hargraves out on the edge, and he did not get it. Tampa Bay is going to win this game with that defensive stop.
That call from Mr. Joe Buck on the NFL Network last night. Cam Newton had a rough night. He did pass for 324 yards, but only hit on 24 of his 50 passes and failed to get the Panthers into the end zone even once.
I have to be better. No matter what physical condition I'm in, no matter what foot, shoulder, I ain't get the job done tonight, man. And it's frustrating. I wish I could say something other than that, but, you know, that's the facts.
And Sean and I were just checking out Cam's post-game attire last night.
He had a bad hair night.
It looks like he's wearing, the suit, the pajama suit. It's like pajamas that look like a suit. And then, like, your grandma's,
hair cover thing. The next thing he's gonna get that, and he needs to have some house shoes on, you know, like grandma's slippers. You're a grown man, Cam. Come on, man, dress like it.
I'm hitting retweet right now, and if you want to check that out, at Dalton Orwig on Twitter. Tampa Bay was led by Chris Godwin with 121 yards receiving and a score, and former Auburn running back Peyton Barber ran for 82 yards and a touchdown. A couple rookies with Tampa Bay were injured and did not return to the game. Former LSU linebacker Devin White left the game in the first quarter with a knee injury, and former Auburn cornerback Jamel Dean suffered a lower leg injury in the third quarter. In the major leagues last night, the Philadelphia Phillies hit 4 home runs, and they defeated the Atlanta Braves 9-5. Atlanta's Ronald Acuña Jr. hit 1 home run and stole 2 bases to become the youngest player in major league history to join the 35-35 club. Acuña's home run was his 39th of the year, and he now has 36 stolen bases. He has 14 games remaining this season to become the 5th player in league history to join the exclusive 40-40 club.
Washington doubled up Minnesota last night 12-6. The St. Louis Cardinals hit 5 home runs and beat Colorado 10-3. Yu Darvish struck out 14, and the Chicago Cubs beat San Diego 4-1. The LA Dodgers beat Baltimore 4-2, and Milwaukee finished a 4-game sweep over Miami with a 3-2 win. In the American League, the New York Yankees won both games of a doubleheader over the Detroit Tigers, 10-4 and 6-4. Oakland took over the top wild card in the AL by beating Houston 3-2. And Tampa Bay still holds the second wild card after losing to Texas last night 6-4. In college football tomorrow, South Alabama has a huge home game as they look for revenge from a loss last year to the Memphis Tigers. Memphis coming to Mobile tomorrow. Game starts at 2:30 at Ladd People Stadium. The Tigers right now favored by 19 points. In the SEC, number 3-ranked Georgia hosts Arkansas State in Athens tomorrow. That game kicks off at 11 a.m. Georgia favored by 32.5 points. Also at 11 o'clock, Mississippi State hosts Kansas State. The Bulldogs favored by 7.5. And Tennessee hosts the Chattanooga Moccasins as the Vols look for their first win of the year. Hopefully it turns out better than the last time they were favored by 26 points.
How'd that work out last time?
It did not. Not work out last time or the time before. At 2:30, number 2-ranked Alabama plays at South Carolina. Crimson Tide favored by 25.5. At 3 o'clock, Ole Miss hosts Southeastern Louisiana. Arkansas hosts Colorado State. And at 6 o'clock, number 8-ranked Auburn hosts the Kent State Golden Flashes. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at 3 p.m. Auburn favored by 35.5 points. Also at 6, number 9-ranked Florida plays at Kentucky. Gators favored by 8.5, and number 16 Texas A&M hosts Lamar. At 6:30, number 4-ranked LSU hosts Northwestern State, and Missouri hosts Southeast Missouri State. 6:51 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear and looking good so far from Airport and Schillinger, Moffitt, Spring Hill and 65, and no problems downtown. If you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort, it's been a perfect start to our Friday morning so far. But whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, they're available 24 hours a day, and even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them online at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab offers physical and occupation therapy with a hands-on, holistic approach, building a bridge to better health and wellness through physical and occupational therapy. Azalea City Rehab on Facebook, Twitter, and AzaleaCityRehab.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night, then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Police working on a number of cases to include another robbery call. On Wednesday, September 11th, police responded at noon to the Commonwealth National Bank on St. Stephen's Road in reference to a robbery in progress. Police say a male subject walked into the location and handed the teller a note that said, quote, "This is a bank robbery." The teller activated the alarm. Officers were on scene within minutes. 50-year-old Gabriel Stewart was arrested. And then on Wednesday, September 11th, a little later in the evening at 7:45 p.m., Mobile police attempted to stop a Honda Accord for a traffic violation in the area of Dr. Martin Luther King Avenue at Patton Avenue. The driver refused to stop and sped away. Officers chased the vehicle until it came to a stop at the dead end of Bizzle Avenue. Mobile police say the two men then ran from the vehicle, but after a short foot chase, 23-year-old Terrence Todd and 26-year-old Lamar Henderson were both arrested, and they will be charged with eluding police, attempting to elude police, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana in the first, trafficking illegal drugs, carrying a pistol without a permit, and a warrant. On a lighter note, this weekend, you and your family are invited to meet Dr. Stephen Bridge. He is the executive director of the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem, as Jerusalem comes to the port city. Cornerstone Gardens is hosting this event with Dr. Alan Floyd. He is lead pastor at Cottage Hill Baptist Church, and Rector Riggin, who is at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Mobile. And it's absolutely free, it's family-friendly, and open to the public. So coming up on September 14th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, you're invited to meet Dr. Bridge at Cornerstone Gardens. And then on Sunday from 4:30 to 5:30 at Cottage Hill Baptist Church and 6 to 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. For more information, visit Cornerstone Gardens online at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 656. Triskaidekaphobics, by the way, if you didn't know. Of course, y'all been obsessing on today being Friday the 13th. Also, a full moon tonight for Friday the 13th.
Even spookier.
Yes, super, I guess. This year's harvest moon, full moon closest to the date of the fall equinox, is always referred to as the harvest moon. Mm. It's also Neil Young album. And since this year's equinox falls on September 23rd, tonight's full moon gets the title. It will also be a micro moon.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of collectible. Collect all the micro moons.
That moon's wearing a lot of hats tonight.
Tonight, full moon also coincides with the point in the moon's orbit where it's the farthest from Earth. So even though it's a full moon, it will appear slightly smaller and less bright than usual. It's not fading out. It's not going away. This is normal. And by the way, full moon on Friday the 13th, pretty rare.
Mm.
We haven't had a nationwide full moon on Friday the 13th since October the 13th, 2000. The next one won't be until August 13th, 2049.
Wow.
If you're scoring at home. All right, so there you go.
It's time to break out some of the horror movies tonight.
That or just go to sleep.
Or that.
Yeah. All right, 657, hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next.